Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday, I believe, the 18th day of April, 2024. Gold is at 2381.55. And silver is at 28.30. Okay, $28.30. Off 2 cents as we come to the wire here, but it's considerably up from what it was. And then platinum, 949.32. So let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Steve Quayle can help you with any of that if you need assistance on getting it, and he can get it to you quick because Steve has got centrally located ability to get it to you in many cases overnight. 1 or 2 day kind of a shipment deal. All you got to do is call them. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, in terms of Brother Quayle, 406-586-4840. And, you know, let me just repeat a little bit here. I'm saying, you know, it's a live show, 4/18/2024. It's Thursday night. And I led off with gold and silver and what have you, because I'll tell you, it's an indicator of what's going on. And when you've got Red China Joe out there, or as the Palestinians call him, Genocide Joe, but when you got Red China Joe out there touting his wonderful binomics that you just don't understand how good off you are, and when you see inflation continually going up and up again, then you've got to know that real money, gold and silver, and then commodities like food, long-term storage food, canned goods, grains, what have you, firearms, ammunition, medical supplies, radio communications gear, all the different things are going to be the only thing that counts when it comes down to cases, you know, in the end deal. So, ladies and gentlemen, you better think about that. And I sit here as I think about it, and I watched yesterday the fact of the Senate refusing under Schumer to even have a trial after a properly presented by the House of Representatives impeachment bill was hand-walked over to the Senate, and then they threw it out and did not hold the trial per their duty constitutionally. So the United States Senate and all those who voted for it under Schumer's bullcrap, unconstitutional stuff, the fact that they voted to throw out the bill, the impeachment bill, by the House on Mayorkas, Comrade Mayorkas, who basically has lied to Congress allegedly and has not done his job allegedly. And they threw it out and did not even hold a trial, although they swore all the senators in as jurors. Then they took 2 quick votes and threw the whole bit out. And that was a breaking of the constitutional duty of the United States Senate. So therefore, the United States Senate under Schumer, the majority leader, is in an unconstitutional position and refused to acknowledge the United States Constitution. You go look it up, and I'm going to tell you what, because I still like the Declaration of Independence, which is the original document of our land here. because it tells us the good stuff, doesn't it? That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, meaning the government, and an institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms in which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new grounds for their future security. So I'm going to tell you what. The fact is that when the United States Senate refuses to honor the constitutional duties that are prescribed to it by the U.S. Constitution, that means they're not following the Constitution, and Schumer is a piece of crap. He's a non-constitutional leader. Yes. So the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're in for a difficulty, and we also have, by tomorrow, the FISA bill. You've got to pass the FISA bill, or it sunsets at midnight. Well, the problem with the FISA bill is that, oh, yeah, it's Foreign Intelligence Service, and you're monitoring them. But no, the FBI, the fiddle with boys internally, and the CIA, and the DEIA, and the no such agency. Do you remember the movie, you know, where we talked about how the guy in there and called the one guy Snow White? Remember that movie? And they did a click, click, and then there it was right there, and it showed every everything that Snowden thought was totally unavailable to be in two clicks of a deal. The NSA buddy of his shows Snowden all of the websites, all of the boards, all of the groups, chat groups, and all of the stuff that had anything to say about a certain subject negatively in the entire United States. You see, you got to have a warrant. You got to have a warrant, don't you? You got to have a warrant, I believe, do you not? But oh no, under FISA, you don't have a warrant for domestic. And that, you see, no person shall be held to answer for capital or otherwise infamous crimes, unless on a presentment of or indictment of a grand jury, except in the case arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when an actual service in time of war, which must be declared, okay, or public danger. nor shall any person be subject to the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor shall private property be taken from for public use without compensation. And then that's Amendment 5, but then the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, and papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause approved by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person, things to be seized. But you see, they're not doing that either, are they? So we live in an unconstitutional time. We live in a time where, therefore, the Declaration of Independence applies. And at the same time, you as listeners working for on behalf of the Lord Jesus, there's good news. The Nunemakers, who are the fantastic missionaries that have been around for years in Asia, in Indochina, and basically we've advocated that anything that you can do to help them with their mission in Indochina, and that's at Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, my M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. That they get Bibles and songbooks in the languages of the Mountain Yard tribes, the mountain tribes in Indochina, and that's Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Myanmar, the whole bit, the Shan states, it's in that whole area. The individual villages have different dialects, but here's the good news, and the good news is all about the fact that their partner who takes the Bibles out to those villages, and who also recently made sure that the Nunemakers were safe when they went around on a quick visit to a lot of these villages. And we talked to you about how the donations also, because the church was growing so fast in some of these villages, and then it was a house church, and there were literally so many people coming out of the woodwork in the house church, they were having to go outside, and that they were building a little small church building for $20,000 or $25,000. That's all, that was not a big cathedral or something like that. It's complete now, and they're wiring it for electricity is in progress. And the Bible Society that prints the Bibles in the dialects and the songbooks are out of Bibles temporarily because the Nunemakers were able to buy them out thanks to the Hawk Show listeners. God bless you all out there. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. I'm telling you. And I thank you for all your prayers for me. I have a little bit of a rough hoe to row, and I don't know how much, what's going to go down or what's going to happen. There'll be further tests in the near future, further scans and stuff, but I don't know as yet. And all I can tell you is, if I miss a night, it's because of real cause, not because of some baloney. So anyway, their partner had to get a new car because his other one blew up. And he's got basically a good used car and a Mazda, and he's driving that and able to go back and forth with the Bibles to the mountain yard villages and what have you. And God bless you out there in the audience. On behalf of the Nunamakers as well, they say thank you very much to the listeners of the Hawk Show. Yes, indeed. There's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. The 9/11 outage affecting multiple states. Interesting, isn't it? I remember a few years back, this happened down in the old Texas Crossroads and some other areas. I was looking for that map here. Let me see if I can see this map. 9/11 outage affecting multiple states. Official urging the public to refrain from testing the emergency phone lines while efforts to restore service are ongoing. Oh, well, how does all that go down? How does it happen, you see? Law enforcement agencies in multiple states have been grappling with outages affecting their 9/11 emergency lines, disrupting services in key areas, including Las Vegas, Nevada, the entirety of South Dakota, parts of Nebraska. Specifically, calls to 9/11 from landlines are not working at the moment, according to Las Vegas Metropolitan PD. Okay. And so what they have an outage. Well, people say, oh, that's just the phone lines going down. No, phone lines are digital these days. And according to them, the exact cause of the outages remains undisclosed. And authorities have yet to provide an estimated timeline for service restoration. Some cell phone services are awful impacted. Henderson, Nevada. Okay. 911 outage. Okay, all of that kind of stuff can be done via computer and can be done by the Red Chinese or the Russians or the Iranians or any ne'er-do-wells in the pentagram who want to do it to our own country. In Nebraska, the outages were affecting Dundee County, according to the local sheriff's office. An outage report in specific South Dakota locales. Very interesting story, because I'll tell you what. Whether you know it or not, some of these locales have connections that connect to other areas that impact some of the phones in other areas, and you get outages in one. They practice on that. And then they also have connectors that go and take out other ability to take out other things. Now, last night, we had a lot of traffic, radio traffic, a lot of messages. And a thousand of them. And they showed nukes being loaded, apparently, from a video being loaded on the B-52s, the buffs at Minot. Well, they ought to be on the buffs at Minot. We're at that stage of the game. Now, my best information says it was not a, it wasn't the real deal, but it was a necessary deal, and I'll answer to that in a moment. But it was an annual drill that's held annually in a real time scenario. And unless people know what some of the stuff is, the names that are used in drills and stuff, you wouldn't necessarily know. But I'm telling you what, back during the real crap, when it was going on, and according, I guess, to the Turkish diplomats, that the Iranians contacted Red China Joe and his crew on Saturday night, when they sent over 300 drones and missiles, ballistic and cruise missiles from Iran that went over Israel, And then apparently they were warned about it. Red China Joe, allegedly his crew was warned about it. And they said, well, it has to be within acceptable scenarios. Okay? Don't know if that's true. That's alleged on that case too. But I will tell you what. CENTCOM, Carrilla was over there. I talked to you about that Thursday night going over. Well, then came Saturday. And we had a scenario where the attack was on against Israel. And U.S. Assets, British assets, Jordanian assets, and, of course, the Israelis and their Iron Dome. You see, the Israelis have more anti-missile capability than the United States does. We don't have stuff protected like that. We got the White House protected. But I'll tell you what, we don't have most of our other stuff protected. And it's available and easy to launch with an easy launch cruiser or a, let alone a hypersonic missile. You can launch a cruise missile and within 2 minutes they can hit most of the East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, from the Russian subs, Chinese subs. Russia's calling for sanctions against Israel in the UN, I guess. It's just going to be a really wild weasel time, ain't it? Ah, I guess later this afternoon, FBI Director Christopher Wray from Saranac Lake, don't you know, with the $190 haircut, has announced that the Chinese government-linked hackers have infiltrated U.S. critical infrastructure and are preparing to attack U.S. infrastructure. We told you that back in 2004. And Ray Ray and his boys ain't doing Jack Doodley squat about it because Red China Joe keeps getting money through Hunter, don't you know, from the Red Chinese Communist Party. No kidding, Ray Ray. No kidding. Ridiculous. So the hackers apparently are being the Red Chinese, maybe doing the 911s. Honolulu police say 911 system working after brief outage. There was a lot of 911 down, and I can remember when the old boys down in Tejas in certain areas, when the 911 went down a number of years ago, and it was down for a day or two. And then that was also during a time, as I recall, and we just think about it, when the old Houston PD was training and female officers of the Red Chinese or the Beijing or the Red Chinese Communist Party National Police Force. They were doing a hands across the water training, were they not? I believe they were. Boston Dynamics. This just can't believe all this stuff. If you listen to Steve Quayle back 30 years ago or 25 years ago, Brother Steve Quayle told you all about this stuff. 486-586-4840, 406-586-4840, stevequayle.com. Tell them Old Hawk sent you. If you get Daryl or Tyler or Steve or whoever, and tell them if you need gold or silver. And sign up for private briefings in the Steve Quayle 2.0 so that you get as much information as you possibly can. But Steve talked about robots, but this is an article here about Atlas. Atlas is the new humanoid robot for the real world. Atlas has been around for a while. Atlas can climb up a wall better than a ninja, so they say. The old ninjas used to climb up the walls with cat's claws and dig into the rock or the cement on the wall or the brick. And Atlas is about, you know, 7 feet tall or what have you, and Atlas is, can could just snap you in two real quick. But they're going to bring Atlases out here pretty quick. Let's see, I'm going to, this is at, let's see where the story is at. Boston, I am, this is at Eyewitness News, Channel 7, ABC. And it's out of the LA area, Southern California area, Channel 7 Eyewitness News, ABC Live. The article is called Boss Dynamics Unveils New Humanoid Robot for Real World Applications. Oh, yes. Just what we need. The latest version of its robot, Atlas, which the company is designed for real world application. That means, to a certain degree, means military. They retired their hydraulic-powered robot, apparently. The new one is fully electric. Oh, I guess this is the Biden Atlas robot, huh? This robot can do all kind of stuff. Ability to lift and maneuver in it, you know, in the right hands. You could move some, stack some produce up. You could move supplies. You could move ammunition without endangering a human. You could do all kinds of sort of things that would be neat. But you put this thing, this robot, and it will be able to do stuff you can't believe, and you put a machine gun in its hands. And then all of a sudden you got trouble. And then it wants to chase you like the Terminator. And then you better hope you got some dogs that still bark that are real dogs that can alert you when they're coming and to figure out how you can handle your Terminator, your Atlas, allegedly. But that's an interesting article. Thank you to B&E of B. God bless you all out there. And Biden just announced a round of sanctions that Trump had them fully on Iran to start with. And then when Biden took them off, that allowed them to attack Israel and to put money into the hands of the Houthis, the Hezbollah, the Hamas. And now you got the jumping fire dancers in Columbia University. Hucka, hucka, holla, ha, holla, bala, bala, ba, hucka, hucka, holla, ha. The Hamas people are sitting right there in New York City. I guess they moved them off the premises in Columbia. And they're doing a little intimidation, and I'm going to tell you what. The time is for all tough people to come together, and that you'd better be ready for your own scenario where they come down and walk down your block or come down your road, whoever comes down. You better be ready. A lot of emergency action messages. My information is that we had a drill going on. There is 60-plus prepper characters, and the New York prepper was talking about it, and there seems to be a drone flying across the Atlantic. And the prepper had a seal in the chat room who said that drones are usually sent by ship. It's highly unusual to see a drone fly across the Atlantic. It must be urgent if it gets to its destination. That is true. And apparently from my source, who I trust in signal intelligence stuff, this was allegedly, last night, allegedly a high-level for real type drill. And recently during the real stuff, in and around that Saturday night, when Iran attacked Israel with over 300 drones, missiles, ballistic and cruise, and some of which actually hit, but 99% were destroyed. But then the debris and the shrapnel did, I think, kill a Bedouin girl down in southern Israel. And if Red China Joe knew about that and did not tell him that it was coming, well, then there you go on that. At the same time, U.S. forces were used to knock some of the stuff out of the sky. But if you look at it, what did Iran do? Iran ran a practice drill to see what the response would be. And then utilized various means of trickery in the comms and different stuff to try to make it look like they intended to do it that way. But I'm going to tell you, if the Iron Dome wasn't there, David Sling, the arrow system weren't there, if the U.S. fighters weren't up, if the Jordanians weren't shooting stuff down, if the Brits and other NATO weren't shooting stuff down, Israel would have got hit a lot. And a lot of people would have been dead. But we are close to World War III. I will just tell you that. We are very close to it. And Red China Joe, don't you know, he just loves them old Red Chinese giving money through the hunter to him. Allegedly the big guy. So, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. So keep that in mind, what the Illuminati would want. And this is from Albert Pike's letter to Giuseppe Mazzini. What was it, 1871, something like that? Pike, the head of World Freemasonry, to Giuseppe Mazzini, the head of Italian Freemasonry, or the Altadena group. And I've read to this to you many, many times, but it still applies. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And then Pike says, we shall unleash the nihilists, those who want to tear everything down, right, to nothing. The nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. So that is what the agents of the Illuminati are doing right now. That is why Schumer leads the charge to abandon the constitutional duties of the United States Senate on an impeachment bill dutifully brought and properly brought from the House of Representatives to the Senate. And here's the deal. We talked about the origin of savagery and the most bloody turmoil than everywhere. This is you, by the way. The citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate these destroyers of civilizations and the multitude disillusioned, Pike says, not me, Pike says, with Christianity, whose deistic spirits, Pike says, will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive, Pike says, the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. So what is it that the Illuminati are doing and using the Senate to do it and using Red China Joe to do it? The Alumbrados, the Illuminati, the Enlightened Ones, the Luciferian Ones are creating this World War III in the most terrible, formidable social cataclysm with all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin, savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate these destroyers of civilizations. And then he says, the Luciferians then, when you're blaming God for all this stuff, they'll say, oh, well, the true light of Lucifer will set you free. Or as some of the high Masonics talk about, we crave more light, right? Lord Jesus Christ is the only light you're going to get if you want to go to heaven, let me tell you. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. But one of these days here, we're going to have it pretty quick. The hypersonics are going to zap, and then the power grid goes off, and 911 is off for good. And you'd better be at the ready. Better be at the ready. So I don't know. The exact when or the what it will be, but I'm telling you what, the power grid is going to go down. The power grid will go down. 911, the phones and stuff, the internet will go down, basically, for the most part. And meanwhile, this bill according to Andy Biggs, representative, says that, and this is why they're mad at the new Speaker of the House, Johnson, too. Andy Biggs on the X says House leadership buried $9 billion of aid to Gaza in the Israeli aid bill. Hamas has repeatedly stolen designated funds and aid for Gaza, and there's nothing to stop them from doing so again. So Andy Biggs says the United States is funding both sides of that war. Okay? Israel and Iran, and then the Hamas in Gaza. And incidentally, Gaza is Gath. And you might have remembered a giant that David slew with his sling. Hit him right between the old eyes. Took old the giant boy out, Goliath, who was from a family of giants from Gath. And knocked him down, and they took his own sword. David took his own sword and cut the head off of Goliath. So the people in Gaza have been angry about that. The Philistines, the Palestinians, the Philistines have been angry about ever since King David took their boy out, their big giant fighting boy. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, it just doesn't get more realistic than the truth, you know, and you can read it right, most all of it in the Bible, you know what I'm saying? Now, I guess there are 12 jurors now in Trump's trial, and we'll see what they're going to do. I don't think you'll get a fair trial. Hopefully, they'd have a hung jury with at least one person in there voting not to convict him. But it could be coming next Tuesday that this judge, Marchand, who has seemed to have drawn out of the lucky straw draw, you know, where they draw your straws, you know, to which judge gets what case. Seems like this Marchand guy has had all the Trump cases. All of them. The ones against Trump's corporation higher-ups, the ones against Trump where he now owes, you know, about a half a billion dollars. This Stormy Daniels bull crap. All the whole bit. And nobody is saying that Trump is a schoolboy. But I will say this, his policies, he had under $2 gas in some places, depending on taxation. He had low rates of inflation, he had all of it, until the Red Chinese, along with Fauci and all of the pentagram types of the Illuminati, released the dadgum COVID-19 flu, the China flu. And now we got the bird flu, don't you know? And apparently the USDA and the Red Chinese are doing all kind of stuff with the bird flu. Oh, allegedly there's all kind of stuff on that about cooperation, you see. To find a cure if necessary, if somebody develops the by a weapon. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I appreciate that you do. Because I'll tell you what, Old Hawk can use any assistance that is possible, most needed and welcome. Because I ain't out of the woods yet, and I also, this is what I do. Anything can be sent, Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little gold, platinum, a check, a money order, can be sent to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus bless you for all that you send. You can send me a mail or a card there as well. And then you can email me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com on an email. And that don't get answered on my phone, so don't think you're breaking into my phone, all right? So anyway, House leadership buried $9 billion of aid to Gaza in the Israeli aid bill. Let's see, TK is sending me something here. I'm going to look at it. International Naval and Maritime News. 5:54 p.m. on Thursday the 18th. Chinese warships have been at a Cambodian base for months. Yeah, isn't that Cambodian base is kind of interesting, isn't it? Wasn't that near Cam Ranh Bay or something? I don't know. In Vietnam, but this has been at a Cambodian base. Well, I'm going to tell you what. South America, if you remember when George W. Bush, Rex Arbusto, was down there, and he had one Secret Service man with him. And you remember he was in Chile or somewhere, and they were going to go in, and he started going through the door. And they grabbed him and were pulling him through, and he had to reach through and grab for his Secret Service man to bring him on through the deal. And Rex Arbusto was going to go down there and have big talks with all the countries in South America when Red China had already sewn him up with a treaty for almost every one of their doggone countries down there. It's either Chile or Argentina where that happened. China is sitting in Canada. China is sitting outside of some of the largest military bases in the United States. They're running the weed. They're running the weed farms in a lot of places. They're bringing in the fentanyl. They're bringing the smuggled across the border stuff. The heroin, the coke, the fentanyl, which is the largest killer, fentanyl, the largest killer of people 18 to 49 in the United States. They are getting back at the British. And Americans, some Americans, for the hooking of the Chinese people on opium years and years and years ago. They're using it as a model to debilitate and kill the United States. And then they've got already this year, the known approximately 24,000 to 25,000 known red Chinese that have come on a passport and somehow gotten in through the border in the south or through Maine or out of Canada or through the Dakotas, okay? Through Washington State, you know, from Canada. All the different ways are just coming in through the snakehead crowd, ships and containers. So consequently, Red China is the one to look at, but also Russia and also Iran, because they all have treaties together. And everybody, I still hear commentators on TV saying, but Iran is close to getting the nuclear bomb. Well, they've had the nuclear bomb since the 90s when they took a Shahab 3, not the Shahab 4, which is even larger ICBM. And in 2004, I was screaming my head off to you in 2005 the same way. That the United States needs to get the carrier groups out of the Straits of Hormuz, or they'll get dead duck there and interdict most of the oil coming out of the Persian Gulf. Because the Iranians had allegedly 42 nuclear warheads back in that era. Brother Quayle remembers in 97 in the story that he had saved, but it was taken out when his computer was nailed one time, and they nailed the computer. And I'm going to tell you what, these computers get nailed more frequently than you think. Consequently, Quayle had the story posted up there where Iran shot off an ICBM with a nuclear warhead and exploded the warhead. That was a test done, I think it was in 96 or 97, excuse me, my microphone's goofing up here. So yeah, no kidding, Sherlock. Or like the time when the red Chinese sub surfaced under our great big flotilla, you see, led by one of the command ships, one of the big admirals, businessmen, admirals, with all the egg salads you could shake a stick at, you see. His flagship, I forget which carrier it was, and all the different various Arleigh-class destroyers and cruisers and all the different stuff. And then out about 100 yards pops up a red Chinese submarine with a specialized rubber coating of its hull. And they said, oh no, where did that sucker come from? We couldn't detect it. Or another year on doing this show when I told you about that the Russians had a submarine down in the Gulf of Mexico for about 6 months. And nobody was even aware of it till it surfaced. Well, there's Pop Goes the Weasel right there. So it's good that you have a drill. According to my sources, there was a big drill with lots of emergency action messages for sure. And that drill is necessary because I'll tell you, during the actual stuff, allegedly, there was somebody involved in the Saturday night dance of Iran on the U.S. side that had trouble, an aircraft or something that was having trouble that was trying to call in, and it was using authenticator codes and everything, trying to call in to old Mainsail or to Andrews or to whoever was running the show that night for the comms for the United States Pentagram. And they would not answer him. And finally, he then did a thing that the normally would not do, but he tried to call Offutt, or Offutt and the sec base at Offutt overheard him, and they said, hey, this guy's in trouble and needs your help. Answer your calls, Andrews. So we needed a drill, I think. Do you not think so? I think we did. And I also remember when Darth Dove Hunter and Red China Joe were in office, when a certain group of things may have gone missing from Minot and ended up on the tarmac near Barksdale Air Force Base, which is a buff base in Louisiana. All right? And that allegedly they were going to be utilized against Iranian vessels, you see, to cause World War III to happen a little bit more prematurely. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going to go down, but I can tell you what. You would do well to avail yourself of reading what the Lord Jesus told you in Matthew 24, Matthew 25, and in the Revelation of the Lord Jesus to John of Patmos. And I thank you for all your prayers and keeping me on all these years as well. And God bless you. And I thank Brother Steve Quayle for all he's done. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Read the Declaration of Independence. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for the Lord Jesus against evil. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. But go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey Lapua, you're the best. By test, buddy. Stay on that trigger, Mickey, and stay on the optics at the good time. Road and track and little L, may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And may he train you up so strong and so smart and wonderful, not only in your ninja ways, but in the ways of the book learning. In the ways of electronics and electrical circuits and all of the different things. And may your mommy and your daddy, may you say hello to him for me. God bless you all out there. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare. Because drills turn into the real thing pretty soon. Good night.